Hello everyone and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we are on day three of our Newsworthy Clips article. And yesterday we talked about how babies learn from the unexpected. On day one we talked about healthful eating and the connection with that and brain power. Today we turn to a much more serious topic, also related in some ways because it deals with the brain, but we're talking about bullying. And here to help me today, once again, I have Campbell and Ellen. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks.
And the title of today's article, Newsworthy Clip, is Bullying Does More Long-Term Mental Health Harm Than Abuse, study says. And so they're comparing two things I wouldn't expect to be compared, bullying and abuse. And bullying is a type of abuse, right, Ellen? So what are they talking about?
Absolutely. Bullying is, you might say it's a psychological type of, you know, abuse where, you know, it could be that somebody constantly will tell you that you're not good enough or that you're different. So over time, that will definitely hurt your mental processes or mental health.
Mm-hmm. Usually when we think of bullying, we think of people like peers treating each other badly. When we think of abuse, there's usually someone of authority or someone who's more powerful taking advantage of someone who's weaker or younger.
That's exactly right. We're talking about bullying, which here in these terms we're talking about with peers who bully you, classmates and so forth, and versus abuse that comes from adults, child abuse and so forth. And so that is today's topic, a very serious topic, but I'm sure most of us, maybe not most, at least some, have experienced bullying to some degree. Sometimes it's very serious. It's kind of a buzzword in recent years. We've heard a lot about bullying, at least I know it is in the United States, and there has been a big effort out to stop that because I think people see the dangerous results of it. Campbell, what is your experience with this?
I definitely was bullied as a kid. I think just as children, they're not as aware of the effects of their words. And I feel like as adults, people are more careful with what they say. But I have noticed with the invention of social media that people are less careful on the internet, which is, you know, why we have cyberbullying now. People kind of hide behind the screen and they type words that they probably would never say to someone in person. But, I've definitely experienced it and had to overcome a lot of the effects that had on my own life.
All right. And Ellen, how about you?
I think I have had a very similar experience to Campbell, you know, as a younger child, in a predominantly, for me at least, predominantly Caucasian neighborhood. I was one of the few Asian kids, you know, so for that, I think just because you're different, it can target you as someone to be bullied. It does take time for you to kind of overcome the psychological effects of that.
Sure. And I remember as a kid that, you know, I have quite big ears, okay? And so when I was a kid, some people would call me Dumbo. And, like, I remember that to this day. So obviously that, like, made some kind of, like, you know, harmful, like, scar inside. So we all have experienced some bullying to some extent, some much greater than others. But the point is we need to talk about it, first of all, and there needs to be even a larger effort to stop it. And I think a lot of this, of course, begins in everyone's home, and parents have to be heavily involved. And it's in your upbringing and teaching people how they should treat others. Of course, kids aren't always going to follow what they're supposed to do, but I think it really begins in the home.
Sure, I feel like when kids are loved and they're full of love, then they're less likely to treat others badly. I feel like a lot of the bullies often are children who are hurting themselves, children who are lacking that love, and therefore they're acting out in a negative way. When children do feel loved and they are loved, they are more able to love others.
That's a great point. And there's that phrase, hurt people hurt people. In other words, if they are hurt themselves, they're more likely to hurt someone else, to say something derogatory or negative towards someone else. But if they are full of love, then they're more likely to love others. But I think another point is, if in this context of schools, if you have a group of kids, you know, and they're all kind of bullies, or that, you know, there's that environment there, then that kind of encourages people to lash out at other kids. And so you have these groups that pit themselves against each other. And so that needs to, you know, come to a stop as well.
Yeah, I mean, just to support what Campbell was saying is, you know, when kids who are themselves hurting, they try to overcompensate mm-hmm. for that hurt or that lacking in their own life of certain love in the home by using control, kind of trying to control yeah. the other kids. And, mm-hmm. and that's kind of where bullying manifests itself.
Right. Well, that's a great introduction to this topic, but we do have a lot more information and stats and research and so forth. So please open your magazines to page 34, and we will have today's first reading.
Bullying does more long-term mental health harm than abuse, study says. The long-term effects of being bullied by other kids are worse than being abused by an adult, new research shows. Among a large group of children in England, those who were bullied were 60% more likely to have mental health problems as adults than were those who suffered physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. And among a large group of children in the United States, the risk of mental health problems was nearly 4 times greater for victims of bullying than for victims of child abuse.
Okay, so here at the beginning, once again, we see that they're comparing being bullied to being abused. And they say that the long-term effects of being bullied by other kids is actually worse than if you were abused by an adult, and this is according to brand new research. And they're actually doing this research in 2 different countries, in England and in the United States, and the results vary a bit there in both countries. Well, what do we learn about the study there in England, Campbell?
Well, among a large group of children in England, those who were bullied were 60% more likely to have mental health problems as adults than were those who suffered physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. So basically, those who were bullied by their peers, other kids, were more likely to grow up to be adults with problems versus, you know, people who had been abused.
And that's an important point here. We're talking about adults, and they're having the problem. So this stays with people for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very significant. It's very important to address. And then we move on to the United States, and what happened there, Ellen?
Well, among a large group of children in the United States, the risk of mental health problems was nearly 4 times greater for victims of bullying than for victims of child abuse.
Okay, so mental health problems are more likely if you are bullied, both in England and in the United States. And it's interesting that they did do the study in different parts of the world.
Right.
And they can make it even more diverse than they did.
Right.
They did it all in the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we do see that there will be some differences here. But
right.
The key point is, and really the striking point here, is that bullying seems to have more long-term or more negative results than being abused, which is kind of surprising, isn't it?
Right, sure. I mean, again, we're not saying that, you know, abuse is okay. Both are actually very serious problems, but, you know, you would think that if you were abused by an adult, you would, you know, have more lasting damage. But what we're seeing here is when children are basically abused by other children, then that kind of creates more of an impact on them.
Okay. Well, we are going to find out much more about this research and more of the statistics and so forth. So let's go to our next reading for today.
The findings published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry, underscore the need to take bullying more seriously as a public health problem. Previous studies have shown that children who are abused by adults or victimized by their peers grow up to suffer higher rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation, among other problems. Both are bad, but the researchers wanted to know which was worse. As they assessed the risk of mental health problems, the researchers controlled for gender, family instability or adversity, socioeconomic status, and other factors that might influence the link between maltreatment and mental health. A history of child abuse was associated with a greater risk of mental health problems as an adult for the American children, but not for their English counterparts. However, children in both countries were more likely to have mental health problems if they had been bullied.
All right, well, these findings, they were actually published in a journal, Lancet Psychiatry. And what do these findings actually do, Ellen?
Well, they underscored or emphasized the need to take bullying more seriously as a public health problem.
Mm. All right, so it really puts it out there in the spotlight that there's a problem and it needs to be taken more seriously. Now, in the past, you know, kids were bullied at school and, you know, I guess parents thought, okay, that's just a part of life.
Right. They just think, oh, they're just being kids, you know, they're just playing around, nothing too serious. But we find that it can have a very lasting impact on these kids.
Right. When you see the studies conducted and you get the numbers there, it kind of emphasizes or underscores it even more. Well, previous studies have shown that children who are abused by adults or victimized by their peers grow up to suffer higher rates of depression, anxiety, and so forth. But they know that they're both bad, but they want to see which one is worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have suicidal ideation. What is ideation?
Ideation is just the act of generating ideas. So basically the idea that they have thoughts of wanting to kill themselves.
Okay, and so we see that there are negative results to both, to being abused by adults and to also, you know, children who are bullied. And then, by the way, the word victimized here, if you are victimized, you're treated unfairly because people don't like you, maybe it's because of your beliefs, your race, or so forth, and so that is the meaning of victimized.
Your ears.
Or your ears. I'm being bullied right now. All right. So there are lots of issues here, but they just want to see which is worse. And they come to find out that actually bullying has a greater negative effect than child abuse. So as they assess the risk of mental health problems, what did the researchers do, Ellen?
Well, the researchers controlled for gender, family instability, or adversity, so socioeconomic status and other factors that might influence the link between the maltreatment and mental health. And of course, control just means when you're doing an experiment, you kind of need one group that is your normal group. And then as you do the experiment, you will change certain parts of that experiment to see how each factor will affect the result.
So basically, each of these factors, gender, family instability, adversity, socioeconomic status, etc., each of these have the potential to cause lasting negative effects on people. So we want to make sure that it isn't one of these things that is affecting these children, but we want to really isolate the problem and really see if it really is the idea of them being bullied or them being abused versus these other factors.
Very good. So basically, they don't want these factors to skew the results. They don't want, you know, if of course you had these problems that could lead to, you know, other problems, but they want just to focus, as Campbell said, on the bullying. So let's look at some of these words here that they mention. Instability just means not stable. There are sudden changes, which can cause a lot of issues in the lives of kids.
Right. Maybe their parents get divorced or, you know, they move mm-hmm. or a parent loses a job, etc.
All right. And then we have the word adversity.
Right, and adversity just means a difficulty or unlikely situation or event. So something that is something you need to overcome.
Maybe a death in the family, something difficult. And then socioeconomic is referring to the social surroundings and the economic conditions.
Right. Just basically, are they from the, you know, are they wealthy, are they poor, etc.
All right. And then we have this term maltreatment, which just simply means the act of treating someone in a violent or cruel way.
Mm-hmm. Right. So abuse and bullying, this is maltreatment.
That's right. Okay, well, a history of child abuse there at the top of the next column was associated with a greater risk of mental health problems as an adult for the American children, but not for their English counterparts. And so this is really interesting. That's why it's good that they did the study in different countries. They came out with some different results. And we see the word counterparts here, Ellen.
Yeah, a counterpart is a person or a thing which has the same purpose as another one in a different place or an organization. So oftentimes we will say, you know, in a business meeting, a CEO will only talk to their counterpart, so probably the CEO of the other company.
Or in politics,
right,
as well, in governments. Maybe one country has a prime minister, another one has a president, okay? And so, you know, they don't use the same terms, but they have the same, like, position, essentially, in a lot of ways. And so they would use that term counterpart. All right, so there were some differences here in England and in the United States. But children in both countries were more likely to have mental health problems if they had been bullied. So actually, there in England, for those who were abused as a child, they didn't really suffer from mental health problems, right?
That's right. So we found that in America, the children who suffered from abuse were more likely to have mental health problems. But in both countries, those that were bullied were more likely to have mental health problems.
So this sort of emphasizes the fact that bullying is a really big deal, that it causes lots of harm, even more harm than child abuse, which is already bad in and of itself.
Right. And we get more information about the participants in the little sidebar there, and we find out that among the 4,026 children who participated in the Avon longitudinal study of parents and children in England, 8% were victims of child abuse only, 30% were victims of bullying only, and 7% were exposed to both. For the 1,273 children who were part of the Great Smoky Mountains study in North Carolina, 15% were victims of child abuse only, 16% were only bullied, and 10% suffered both. So we see that they broke these children up into categories where some were abused, some were bullied, and then some were both.
That's right. So they try, as they do with most studies, to get a variety of different things to see the results. They want to get the best results they can from the study. And so that those are the specifics there. And we have more specifics to talk about. We're going to talk more about the percentages and break that down a bit in our last reading for today.
Overall, the effects of bullying were worse. For instance, the English children who were bullied were 70% more likely to experience depression or practice some form of self-harm than were children who suffered child abuse. The American children were nearly 5 times more likely to be diagnosed with anxiety if they were bullied than if they were abused.
Okay, so earlier we saw that in England, those who were bullied were 60% more likely to have mental health problems. And also in the United States, we saw that they were 4 times greater. If you were bullied, you were 4 times greater to have mental health problems. But here we get further statistics and a breakdown here. And it talks about depression and self-harm and so forth. So we begin with in England. What happened there, Campbell?
Well, we see that overall the effects of bullying were worse in both cases. And for instance, the English children who were bullied were 70% more likely to experience depression or practice some form of self-harm than were children who suffered child abuse. Now, you might wonder why earlier we talked about 60% and here we're talking about 70%. Well, the 60% was referring to the fact that as adults later on in life, they were more likely to have mental health problems. Here, 70% meaning as children, they have depression. And as children, they're more likely to harm themselves.
All right. Very good point. And so also we see self-harm. And so, you know, because people are bullying them, they want to inflict pain upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you think of a child doing that, that they would be hurt so badly because of what someone said to them,
mm-hmm.
that they want to hurt themselves. That's very serious. And so that's why this whole subject needs to be addressed even more than it is. Okay, and so as we move on, we see the American children were nearly 5 times more likely to be diagnosed with anxiety if they were bullied than if they were abused. And so anxiety is a big problem as well. Kids can be very anxious. You think of going to school, knowing that someone could be bullying you on a consistent basis. That would cause a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, as we've been going through this article, I've just been wondering why the tendency is that bullying is more harmful. And I'm thinking because bullying very much is a psychological abuse, it's a mental abuse, if you want to say. And, you know, child abuse and all those other abuses are more so physical. Like, you know, a bruise can go away after a little bit. I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt or it's not bad, but psychological abuse, I feel like, lasts a lot longer.
Mm.
And so for these kids, it's, you know, the anxiety is not that I'm going to be hit and it'll disappear, but that this, you know, this teasing will go on forever, so to speak.
It's a really good illustration because, you know, the words that people say really affect us more than maybe we admit. Mm-hmm. And words do hurt a lot. And so we have to be really careful with the words that we say and knowing that, you know, these kinds of results could come about, especially when we're talking about kids. And so we have to be careful what we say to each other. But even as adults, words are very powerful. So we can have, you know, one or two things happen. We can encourage people with our words, or we can tear people down with our words. And so, of course, we want to choose to encourage people and not bring more harm into their lives.
Right, which is why I never understood the phrase, sticks and stones break my bones, but words will never hurt me, because words do hurt, and they often create more lasting damage. You know, one thing that I've been thinking a lot about lately is the idea of honor. I think a lot of times we feel like we honor people because they deserve to be honored or they deserve respect. But really, honor is more about who you are. You know, you honor someone because you yourself, you are honorable. You know, and so we show honor because we ourselves are honorable, not because the other person deserves honor.
Right, that's a good point. And it comes back to love as well. And we talked about earlier, as it begins in the home and parents and bringing up their kids and teaching them, not just through words, but through actions as well. And just creating that loving environment for kids to grow up in. And but at the same time, not everyone does that, right? And then kids still go to school together and they're hurt. So what do you do when your kid comes home and they've been bullied?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to, of course, begin to address that issue because we don't live in a perfect world. And so we have to continue to teach them about forgiveness. And no matter what someone else has done, we can't control that, but we can control how we receive that,
mm-hmm.
and we have to choose to forgive. Otherwise, it causes all of these issues to just kind of, it's a snowball effect. It causes other problems.
Right. And as we're talking, I just feel in my heart this need to just to speak to those. If you have been bullied as a child, or if you are a child and you're being bullied right now, or if you are an adult and you were bullied, just because someone said negative things about you doesn't make them true. You need to know that your value is not in what these people think or in what these people have said. Okay, your value is in that you are created by God and you are a precious individual and you are very, very special and you are a treasure. So don't let these people and what they've said and become a thing and you take it on yourself as if, yeah, I really am trash, I really don't have value. No, you are very valuable and you are on this earth for a purpose. So keep on going, don't give up.
That's right. And it's also a matter of what we choose to think about. If we choose to meditate and think about what someone has said negatively, well, it's causing more harm. Mm-hmm. But if we choose to reject that and believe the truth, and as Campbell said, of our identity is found not in what someone else says, but in the fact that we were made by our Creator and He loves us no matter what. And so that is a point that we have to leave it there because we are out of time. But we hope to hear your feedback about this article in particular. It is a very hot topic, so please write into us at studioclassroom.com to let us know your thoughts. And if you have more questions concerning this issue, please at any time you can ask us about that. Well, we are out of time today, and we hope that you will check out our topic talks, videos, and so forth. And we hope that you will join us again here next time on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon,
Campbell,
Ellen,
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.